In this week's parasha, Chayesara, we are zocha, we merit to read about the death and the burial of our great matriarch, Sarah Imenu. And the parasha begins with a couple of psukim that are very familiar to us. And I want to learn over the course of the next few minutes an idea that I saw in the very famous sefer, the Nesiva Shalom, by the Slonim Rebbe, and his discussion about these beginning psukim in Chayesara. The Torah begins, Vayu Chayesara, Mea Shana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'sheva Shanim, Shnei Chayesara. That these are the years of Sarah, 120 and 7. Again, these are the years of Sarah. And the Nesiva Shalom asks a number of questions on these initial psukim. One question is, what's the necessity of going back again and saying Shnei Chaye Sarah? It's something that Rashi, of course, addresses. We say these are the years of Sarah, 120 and 7. These are the years of her life. Why go back and say that? And also, Rashi points out that the Shnei Chaye Sarah, the years of Sarah's life, were kulon latova, were all for good. What's the necessity of Rashi to state that here when it comes to Sarah in a way that was not stated by other people's lives? Why do we have to point out about the goodness of her life, the completion of her life, the complete years of her life? What's the necessity that we know the pasuk comes and says that Avram came to cry for her and to mourn for her? And we know that the bays by Liv Kosam, the cry for her, is the era is small. Rashi points out that the reason for that is that Avram only came and he cried a little bit. He didn't come and mourning and wailing, but he came a little bit the way that a person would for a woman, for a wife, for a husband who's already advanced in years. And what's the need, again, of Rashi to tell us that over here? Well, why does Rashi feel the need? Why does the Torah feel the need to interject, almost when it's not necessary, that Avram's crying was protracted, it was something that was limited in certain ways? Another question. We're told on the Pasuk that Avram came to cry for her and to mourn for her. We're told that there is a smichas aparshios, there is a connection between the parsha of the Akedah at the end of Parshas Vayera and the burial of Sarah here, that was Sarah, everyone knows the famous Rashi, the famous Medrash, that Sarah was informed that her son was going to be slaughtered, her son was going to be brought at the Akedah, and before before the incident of the Akedah could play out, demonstrating that in fact Yitzchak was not killed, Parcha Nishmasa, she already passed away, her soul left her. And the question that the Nesiva Shalom asked, and others asked as well, is that Pasuk, which shows the Smichas Aparshios between the Akedah and Sarah's death, that could have been at the end of Parshas Vayera, or that could have been in the very first pasuk of Parshas Chayesara. But Rashi doesn't include it there. Rashi includes it in the pasuk already a few psukim into the parsha that Avram came to cry for Sarah and to mourn for her. Why give that pasuk in connection with, in conjunction with Avram's tears, Avram's crying for Sarah? That should be a pasuk at the end of last week's parsha or at the very, very beginning of this week's parsha. What is this story, the Smichas Aparshios, have to do with the way that Avram mourned and cried for his wife, Sarah? So in order to answer all those questions, and he asked others as well, the Nesiva Shalom goes on a discussion, or lengthy discussion, about the idea that when we daven, we ask in our tefillah, V'haser Satan milafaneinu u'me'achareinu, we ask God to remove the Satan from before us and from behind us. And just as a parenthetic note, what the Satan is, obviously it's not clear. We have many references in Tanakh, in Chazal, the idea of the Satan. And the idea of the Satan is being mekatreg. He is trying to defeat us with various machinations. And most people seem to assume that this idea of the Satan, or some people assume that the Satan is a real satanic figure. But many people assume that the Satan is the evil impulse of a person, the negative impulse of a person, the aspect of a person that tries to derail them from connection with God and from fulfillment of the Torah's mandates or Hashem's will, that the Satan is the figure, whether it's sort of real or just something that exists in the psyche of man, that is there to derail a person in their efforts in growth, in their efforts in the avodas Hashem. So what does it mean, v'haser Satan milfaneinu me'achareinu, remove the Satan from before us, and remove the Satan from behind us? Now, the Satan from before us is something that is clear. And even going back to the Medrash that we have by Avram Avinu, that Avram, while trying to bring Yitzchak for the Akedah, so we know the Medrash tells us the various tricks, the various mirages that the Satan created that Avram should not proceed forward. And that's the idea of the Satan milfaneinu, that the Satan is blocking us, the Yitzhahara, the impulses are blocking us from moving forward in the various nisyonos, in the various tests and fulfillment of mitzvos. We understand the Satan very well. A young man gets up in the morning, in the middle of the winter. He's warm in his bed. His parents are waking him to get to Minyan, to go to Minyan. And, you know, the Satan places the idea of the warm bed, the idea of the cold floor, the tiredness. You know, that's the Satan milfaneinu, the Satan that's sort of in front of us, that is trying to derail us from overcoming our obstacles, from moving forward in our life. And probably each one of us in our life had this idea, the Satan milfaneinu, probably, you know, dozens of times, even over the course of a day. We should go to Minyan, but we don't go to Minyan. I mean, all the things that sort of, you know, blocking us from the fulfillment of mitzvos. What does it mean, the Satan me'acharenu, the Satan that's behind us? What exactly is that concept? What's the Satan that's behind us? So the Bali Mutzer explain, the Satan me'acharenu is a person that overcomes a certain nisayon, fulfills a certain mitzvah, works hard to accomplish X, Y, and Z, dedicates his life to a certain project, and then afterwards, after that, either then feels a sense of slacking off. Afterwards, he feels a sense of regret. Afterwards, he feels a sense of, why did I waste my time? Why did I waste my money? How could I have done X, Y, and Z? Now that it's over, so now I'm going to take the time just to bum around and to sort of slip backwards. And that's a person, as Chazal describes, who is tohe al harishonos, the person who regrets the original actions. And I think we understand this very well in our life also. A person gives tzedakah, and then afterwards he says, you know what, if I hadn't given that tzedakah, I'd have more money now for this vacation. A person spends money, effort, educating, b'mechanech their children, yeshivas. And then afterwards they say, you know what, was it really worth it, all that money that was spent doing that? You know, a person spends so much effort making a nice yantiv, and they look back and they say, oh gosh, or sort of looking back with a sense of exhaustion. That's the Satan me'achareinu, the Satan that even after we accomplish Zvar Hashem, it's something that should be a source of simcha to us. So afterwards, sometimes there's a sense of regret, resentment, frustration, and we're not able to capitalize, we're not able to capture, and we're not able to build off of the feelings and the thoughts of growth that should have come out of those things. So based on that idea, I think we have a pretty good understanding, perhaps, of what was going on at the beginning of Parshas Chayesara. Because, as the Nesiv HaShalom points out, and others as well, that Sarah's time was to live 127 years. We know the Gemara tells us that the lives of tzaddikim are something that are determined, they're something that are fixed. 127 years was when Sarah Imenu was supposed to go on to the Olam HaEmes. But at that moment where Sarah was already determined and destined, or predetermined and destined to pass away, the Satan created a scenario where her death was linked not to natural causes, not to the Ratzon Hashem, but her death was linked to the potential nisayon, the mitzvah, the fulfillment of the Dvar Hashem of the Akedat Yitzchak. And the perception was created that Sarah didn't die because that was the Ratzon Hashem. Sarah died because Avram was fulfilling the Akedat Yitzchak. And imagine the sense of regret, the sense of almost self-mutilation, the sense of anger at HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Avram would have felt if in fact he believed that Sarah's death was the cause of his trying to fulfill the Dvar Hashem by bringing Yitzchak for the Akedah. Therefore, the Torah tells us very clearly, very explicitly, that Sarah's death was kulon letova. Her years were all for the good. Her death was shnei chayisara. These were the years of Sarah, and these were exactly what the years of Sarah should have been. So we say that these were the chayisara, and these were the shnei chayisara. These were the years. These exactly were the years. Her life was not cut short because of Satan, but these were the years of that she was supposed to live, and kulon letova. That's why specifically by here we're told how long Sarah lived for. That's why we're told here that the years were letova as opposed to other cases. That's why we're told that when Avram came, he cried, but with a lowercase bays. He cried for someone who died in a natural way, when they were supposed to die, not a person who was taken away in the middle of their life through some circumstance that was the natural. And that's why we're told, and what a beautiful diuk in this Rashi, that the smichas of Parshios between the Akedat Yitzchak and the death of Sarah is specifically mentioned in the pasuk of Avram crying for Sarah and Avram mourning for Sarah, as a way of telling us that Avram understood in his mourning and Avram understood in his crying that the reason that Sarah died was not because of the attempt for the Akedat Yitzchak, but because this was her time to go. This was her natural time to leave the world as determined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's exactly the emphasis in the beginning of the parsha, telling us that we should not look at the Akedah in a negative way, and that more importantly, Avram did not look back with regret at the fulfillment of the Nisayon of HaKadosh Yitzchak. The Nesiv HaShalom says so beautifully, "V'hatorah milamedes bazel leYehudi sheyesh satan milfaneinu v'yesh mecharenu." There's a satan that's in front of us. There is a satan that is behind us. "B'chayav shel Yehudi yeshnam nisyonos kodem sheholech l'kayem eze inyan miyuchad shel mitzvah." There are nisyonos that are in front of us, and things that block us from fulfillment of those nisyonos. And then, as well, achlo pachos meha nisayon lefaneinu, no less than the nisayon that's in front of us, yeshnu ha nisayon lacharenu. There is what's behind us. Sha'achar shemisgaber al yitzro, that after we overcome our negative impulse, mevio yetzahara shuv lidei nisayon. There's another nisayon. B'machshavos, in our thinking, in our thoughts, in our feelings, kiilu shelo hayitzarch linho kafi shenahag, kevan shebeetzem aseh bazeh neged ratzon Hashem o misibach zecheros. We regret, we look back, we resent. And that's just as powerful a nisayon, that's just as powerful a negative impulse as those things that try to deter us from doing the right thing in the first place. I thought this was a beautiful lesson, that we should pursue our life with a sense of what is the Ratzon Hashem, to live a life of meaning, to live a life of generosity, to live a life of the fulfillment of the Ratzon HaBarei. And once doing so, we take solace that we've done the right thing, b'simcha u'b'nachas, not with regrets, not with resentments. That's only a beautiful lesson from the Nesiva Shalom. And one more lesson, one more beautiful light that is demonstrated to us through our great forefather for Avram. We should continue to fulfill the mantra, Masa Avos Simul Labandim, that we look at every Nisayon and fulfillment of Nisayon by Avram and the other Avos V'Imahos, so that we ultimately for ourselves can deal with the many challenges that exist in our own lives. Have a great day and a beautiful Shabbos.